Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 53.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant of Arms will please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Howard Penny. Representative Penny, you have the mic.
I'll be reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses starting with verse 10. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray with me. Father, we assemble here this day in this general assembly in the house. All the things we've just read, Father, we know that we don't always agree. But we do know, Father, that we're here to serve you first and to serve the people of the great state of North Carolina. Help us to always have a compassion and a will and desire to do that. You tell us to whom much is given, much shall be required. So when this chapter in North Carolina's history is written, may all those who serve in this capacity will be found as your faithful service. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Wheatley is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 29th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Wheatley moves that the journal for April 29th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, April 30th, 2021. Dear Speaker Moore, pursuant to NC General Statute 62-10, I'm pleased to nominate Karen M. Carrollwaight as Wake County's server on the North Carolina Utilities Commission, hereby submit her name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I'm grateful for her willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted correspondence placed on file in the House Principal Clerk's office. The clerk is ordered to read introductions and messages from the Senate upon adjournment. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Wheatley is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, May 4th at 10 a.m. subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Wheatley moves, seconded by Representative Penny, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, May 4th at 10 a.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. According to the motion passes that the House will reconvene tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. The House stands adjourned. Almost forgot.
Introduction, bills, and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Carney, Lambeth, Belk, and White, House Bill 733, extend terms to NC Rare Disease Advisory Council.
Health and favorable rules.
Representative Potts and Stevens, House Bill 734, Department of Health and Human Services Revisions.
Health and favorable rules.
Representatives Carson Smith, Mikhail Reff, Eiler, and Miller, House Bill 735, Minimum Contracts, Coastal Dredging Services.
Environment and favorable rules.
Representatives Brisson, Ray, and Carney, House Bill 736, Timely Updates for Newborn Screening Program.
Health and favorable rules.
Representatives Gillespie, Penny, Dixon, and Agar, House Bill 737, Local Food Market Expansion Act.
Appropriations and favorable rules.
Representatives Riddell, Reeves, Stevens, and Morey, House Bill 738, Recodification of Criminal Law.
Judiciary 2 of favorable rules.
Representatives Turner, Bradford, Cowell Hall, House Bill 739, Modify Property Tax Appeal Process.
Finance and favorable rules.
Representatives Turner, Green, Pless, and Parkers, House Bill 740, Define Merging or Zipper Merge.
Transportation and favorable rules.
Representatives Bowles, Miller, Logan, and Willingham, House Bill 741, Line of Duty, Death Benefits for 9/11 Operators.
Pensions and Retirement of Favorable Rules.
Representative Blackwell, House Bill 742, New Broughton Hospital Maintenance.
Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Carson Smith and Miller, House Bill 743, Remove Identification Mark, Increase Punishment.
Judiciary 2 of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Brown, Richardson, Ray, and Hunt, House Bill 744, Community College Workforce Development Scholarship Pilot.
Education Community Colleges of Favorable Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Goodwin, Reeves, and Hannick, House Bill 745, State Recognition, Tuscarora Nation of NC.
Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Goodwin, Warren, Hannick, Richardson, House Bill 746, POW/MIA Flags, State Building and Schools.
State Government of Favorable, Homeland Security, and Military and Veterans Affairs of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Clements, Atcock, Cunningham, Von Hafen, House Bill 747, Merge NC Health Choice and Medicaid.
Rules Calendar, Operations of the House.
Representatives Everett, House Bill 748, Term Limits for Legislature.
Rules.
Representatives Ball, Lambert, Christian Baker, and Raymond Smith, House Bill 749, Health Students, School Psychologists, COVID-19.
Appropriations of Favorable Rules.
Representatives Goodwin, Clampett, Kidwell, and Potts, House Bill 750, Exempt Physicians, Required MRI Scanner for Certification of Needs Review.
Rules.
Representatives Logan, Autry, Brown, and Robertson, House Bill 751, Abolish Employment at Will.
Rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Sasser, Carson, Smith, and Reed, Stevens, House Bill 752, Amend Controlled Substances Act.
Judiciary 4, favorable rules.
Representatives Hurtado, Meyer, Harrison, and Fisher, House Bill 753, In-State Tuition Equity.
Rules.
Representative Lofton, Hardest, and Gilliard, House Bill 754, Civil Rights Project Study and Funds.
Appropriations of favorable rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Torwood, Hollister, and Elmore, House Bill 755, Academic Transparency.
Education K through 12, favorable rules.
Representatives Bradford, Lambert, Moffitt, and Elmore, House Bill 756, state as a model of employment, intellectual and developmental disabilities.
State government, favorable rules.
Representatives Zoka, Christian, Baker, and Howard, House Bill 757, the Police Use of Force Transparency Act.
Judiciary 3, favorable rules.
Representative Kyle Hall, Destin Hall, Mills, and Sane, House Bill 758, Modify Process Council of State Vacancies.
Judiciary 1, a favorable election law and campaign finance reform of favorable rules.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Destin Hall, Mills, and Sane, House Bill 759, Modify Process Appellate Court Vacancies.
Judiciary 1, a favorable elections law and campaign finance reform of favorable rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Brockman, Torbett, and Elmore, House Bill 760, Opportunity Gap Task Force.
Education K through 12, a favorable rule. Messages from the Senate clerk will read.
Senate Bills 270, Committee Substitute, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the verification obligation of an insurer and his agent with respect to rare invasion fraud, recodify certificate of insurance provision, and establish a civil penalty for fraudulent preparation insurance requesting for requirement of a certificate of insurance.
Refer to the Committee on Rules.
Senate Bill 288, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that elections for the Burke County Board of Education shall be held even number years, and to change the election methods of Burke County Board of Education and the Caldwell County Board of Education from nonpartisan to partisan.
Referred to the Committee on Rules. On motion of the Chair, the following bills are re-referred. House Bill 674. Short title, Require DNA for Various Charges, DNA Kit Funds. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 2, recommitted to the Committee on Rules, and the serial referral to Appropriations is stricken. House Bill 583, short title, Give LGERS Retirees 2% Bonus. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on State Personnel, recommitted to the Committee on Pensions. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules is stricken, and the serial referrals to Appropriations if favorable rules are added. On motion of the Chair, a modification to the calendar of Wednesday, House Resolution 689, short title, 2021 House Permanent Rules. That resolution is withdrawn from the calendar of Wednesday the 5th and recommitted to the Committee on Rules. And Senate Bill 69, short title, DMV Licensing Requirements Outsource Road Tests. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation with the serial referrals to the Committee on Rules.